Well, we decided to leap to the pair of poems that gives the collection its title. So this is called Heartwood. Rain, yes, and snow on the way. George Floyd's killer goes on trial this week, tearing new wounds, opening old. My heart aches. How do we go on? Oaks across the street have shed their dry leaves. They stand almost naked in the wind. I see hints of new life on their branches, whispers of green. Is it like that? We shed our old parts and shiver until the new parts grow. People talk about changes they feel, new insights, new doubts, new fears for many of us. But some old fears shed, too. What have I shed during this long winter of COVID and ice? What is being born? Is it time to lose my impatience with the slow pace of change and keep moving alert for signs of new life? Can I learn from trees that sway in high wind, shedding old branches, rotten wood? I consider the heart, always fragile in my family. Our letters flowing from your heart to mine and back again. Heartwood, the sturdy center of a swaying trunk. Dear heart, unfurl your leaves. Snow can't hurt them, and wind will prune dead wood and leave us strong when summer storms blow through, as they will. Trees, too, are stronger when they stand together, when they touch.
Stronger when they touch. I've been sorting through old photos, postcards saved by a great aunt, her life reduced to the contents of a tissue-covered cigar box, crude brown horse forever prancing the lid, a gift crafted by my dad's first-grade hands. Tentatively, we vaccinated folk begin to hug again. This touch after so long apart, after so much fear, is haunted. Will things ever be the same? Some messages in that crumbling box date from before the last great pandemic, some during, some after, but few are after the one she loved was lost to the ravages of the so-called Spanish flu. Like many women, she survived but did not thrive, working in subscriptions at Kroll Collier, living in an apartment, later at the Y, then crowded into the spare room at her half-sister's house, before being banished to an old folks' home. Gothic, shadowed spaces, sharp with urine. I knew her in her age with love. Scrabble tiles lined on pale wood, ready to play, a warm quarter pressed from her hand into mine, that small damp fortune a secret between us, her rose-white hair wisps of sunset cloud. When I found the sepia photos, stared into her little girl eyes, I saw my own, my dad's, my son's, one daughter's. Each heartache I have told you, my friend, is an old, old tale. My father, 93, still worries why his grandfather bought a cousin orange soda at the gas station while ignoring him also standing there. Why his prized bike disappeared just like his mother's childhood dolls. Why did her father prefer one son to all his radiant daughters? And she favor one son above the other? What we have felt, we pass on. I reach toward you, my friend. See the true heart below my rough bark, my tangled roots. Don't we all want to be cherished more than anything? Feel the chosen one? To stand tall like trees, swaying but alive, reaching up and out and under until we are grasped, held tight, tucked in with love. Let us touch word to word, my friend. Tentative, electric, burning with light, writing our own bright tide.